I'm Madeline Brand, and this is Day to Day. The weekend is nearly here, and so we bring you our weekly digest of what movie critics are saying about the new releases. Here's Mark Jordan Ligon with Slate's summary judgment.
First up in wide release is the big-budget action-adventure flick Sahara. Matthew McConaughey stars as master explorer Dirk Pitt. They couldn't get Brad Pitt to play Dirk Pitt? Anyway, Pitt embarks on a treasure hunt in the darkest regions of Western Africa. Penelope Cruz also stars.
I think we need to pull a Panama! Panama! A Panama!
Sahara left many of the critics feeling parched, even though the Philadelphia Inquirer found it spectacularly silly and perversely entertaining. Newsday complains it feels as plodding and fruitless as trekking the length of a desert on a pogo stick with a busted spring. And the Charlotte Observer observes, first preposterously entertaining and then just preposterous, Sahara makes James Bond films look as logical as Euclidean geometry. Kudos to the Charlotte Observer for working Euclidean geometry into a movie review. Wait, now there's your movie. Dirk Pitt and ancient Greek mathematician Euclid team up to kick some butt and solve some geometry theories. Yeah. Next up in limited release is the most successful Hong Kong movie ever made, Kung Fu Hustle. Directed by and starring Stephen Chow, who gave us the 2002 cult hit Shaolin Soccer, this action comedy focuses on a young wannabe gangster in pre-revolutionary China who longs to join a group of super criminals. Almost all the nation's critics love this zany martial arts film. Lively, action-packed, and witty, shouts the Los Angeles Times. The Village Voice says it's a kung fu parody that's also a terrific kung fu movie. And the New York Times compares it favorably to more stately movies like Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, and House of Flying Daggers. Kung Fu Hustle, it says, knocks the genre off its high horse and reminds American audiences that clowning is as much a part of this cinematic tradition as nobility and sacrifice. And finally, in wide release, is the baseball romantic comedy Fever Pitch. Loosely based on Nick Hornby's memoir about soccer, the American version has Jimmy Fallon as a diehard Boston Red Sox loyalist who falls in love with Drew Barrymore, but she doesn't quite get his passion for the boys from Beantown.
Ben tapes the Red Sox game, so he doesn't want to know the score, and he can't cover his own ears because he's got lobster fingers, so I do it.
Now, of course, while they were making the film last year, the Red Sox did the improbable and actually won their first World Series since 1918. So, yes, even though we sorta kinda now know the ending, the critics sorta kinda like Fever Pitch. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution finds it frequently amusing and awfully sweet. It was directed by the Farrelly brothers, although critics note it doesn't have many of the raunchy sight gags the pair are known for. That leads the Washington Post to complain the movie is almost too dull to pan. But Entertainment Weekly coos, it's been a while since a movie made the game of love this winning. And before Yankee fans start griping that their arch nemesis Red Sox now have a movie, stop your belly aching. Need I remind you of The Pride of the Yankees? Damn Yankees? That Touch of Mink? Yeah, you probably want to forget about that one, but you heard me, That Touch of Mink.
Mark Jordan Ligon is a writer living in Los Angeles.